preview report right here on Giants.com, brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmelk. It's the Giants and Panthers on Thursday Night Football. Both teams come in at 1-1, coming off impressive wins, the Giants in comeback fashion against the Bucs, and the Panthers beating the Saints in a shootout. Now, both teams have a number of injuries, and with the short work week, it's really going to come up to game time to see who can play. For the Giants, Dominic Hixon's trying to get back from the concussion, Deal with the knee, and Bradshaw with the neck, throwing Prince with the high ankle again. Just stay tuned to Giants.com for the official injury report and the latest news as we get closer to game time Thursday night in Carolina. The Panthers are explosive. They have a lot of weapons. They can run it. Cam Newton, Steve Smith, a very dangerous team. The Giants will once again have their hands full. But first, it's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag. For that, we throw it to Anita Marks and Michael Eisen, and it's brought to you by PSE&G.
Thanks, John. Anita Marks here with Michael Eisen. It is time for Eisen's Mailbag. And, Michael, we start with Katie in Manhattan wants to know, has running back Andre Brown moved ahead of David Wilson on the Giants' depth chart?
Well, I guess technically in terms of Andre Brown will likely start if Ahmad Bradshaw doesn't play. But that doesn't mean that he will get more touches than David Wilson. David Wilson can still get a lot of time as a reserve and as a third down back, and assuming he does well in those roles, can get the ball just as much as Andre Brown. So technically, yes, but I don't know really how much that matters.
This is Kevin in Trenton wants to know, why haven't the Giants been able to muster a better pass rush in the first two games? Now, keep in mind, going up against Cam Newton Thursday night, this is going to be a tall task.
It's going to be key. I think, I think their reputation kind of precedes them, and now teams are really loading up and max protecting, and doing everything they can to stop Justin Tuck and OC Umanure and Jason Pierre-Paul. We saw that from Tampa the other day. Mike Sullivan knew the defensive ends very well. They blocked like crazy. JPP did get a sack, but teams are really committing to stopping those three defensive ends.
And this is Brian in Minnesota wants to know, what do the Giants have to do to stop giving up so many big plays?
Well, I don't know that they've given up that many. Well, but you could start with the pass rush, which we just talked about, and get more of those. It's hard for a quarterback to throw downfield when he's lying on his back. You can always talk about better coverage in some situations. And frankly, I think you need a little bit, better luck. Justin Tyron was in great position the other day when Mike Williams reached over him and caught the ball. You just have to be able to.
And it was a great grab, too.
Great grab. See the ball and make a play on the ball. So I don't think it's that complicated, and I certainly think it's very possible to do.
He's Michael Eisen. I'm Anita Marks. John, back to you.
Well, thanks, Anita. Now it's time to break down the game. To do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFN, and of course a contributor to all things Giants.com and Giants Media. Paul, welcome. Quick turnaround for the Giants this week.
Yeah, John, certainly a big problem in that they've only been able to get one full practice session in. They got a couple of walkthroughs in, some film sessions, but only one real practice, and that's a big deal against an opponent you don't know a lot about.
And Jaquan Williams spoke to the media today about that short work week.
It's a mental thing. You know, it got to be, everybody got a key in, man. You know, everything is mental. It's hard when, you know, you can't go full speed and be able to see the things that you need to see, Basically, just, you know, we just have to keep it together.
And, Paul, it's easy to say short work week, it's going to be tough, but both teams have to deal with it. What are the tangible changes here? Is it less film study? Is it less work on the field? And, of course, the injured players have less time to get back.
Well, the injured players is the biggest thing, John, because these guys just don't have a lot of time to heal, and the Giants got a few guys they really don't think are going to be able to go. But in terms of the film study, you're relying on the guys to do it themselves because you don't have a lot of classroom time here. So they've got to take those DVDs home, the computerized video they got, and they got to do a lot of it, staying up late at night. They're not getting a lot of sleep, I'll tell you that for sure.
And not a lot of work on the practice field either. Only one real practice on Tuesday, and otherwise two walkthroughs, one on Monday, one on Wednesday. The Panthers' defense has had some trouble this year so far, Paul. Tampa Bay had their way with them, and the Saints put up a lot of points as well. But Victor Cruz knows they have a lot of speed.
They're a fast defense. They're a fast defense. John Beeson, that linebacking core, are really good. And, you know, Chris Gamble is still back there at that corner spot making some plays and doing some things. So it's going to be a challenge for us, as is every week. And, we just have to look at film and see the different places we can attack them. But they're definitely a much improved defense.
Paul, what do the Giants need to do to continue the offensive success they had in the second half against Tampa?
Well, you know, John, it's about a couple of things. First of all, maintaining some balance. You know, they got that running game going with Andre Brown. It allowed them to do a lot more different things. And then, of course, their receivers had a lot of one-on-one matchups. I was surprised that Tampa played a lot of that. I don't think Carolina is that foolish to play a lot of man-to-man against the Giants receivers, because even Nix with the bad foot was able to get behind their guys. So I think you're going to see a lot more zone, which means the Giants have to be much more patient, and they've got to be a lot better in terms of blocking for Eli to give him time so his receivers can run their routes.
Well, the strength of the Panthers has to be their offense, and the centerpiece of their offensive attack is Cam Newton. Onshore Roll knows he's going to be a lot to handle.
It's a challenge. You know, it's a challenge, and every week's going to be a challenge. You know, but this guy, he's a phenomenal athlete, and, you know, like I said before, he's you don't have to worry about his arm as well as his legs. And, you know, he knows how to use the tools. He knows how to use them. He's a very mature quarterback, you know, for such a young age. And I think it shows, you know, when you're watching film, his decision-making, you know, is fairly good. As well as it's just his recognition, the pocket awareness. You know, I mean, he's a guy that once he scrambles, he's always looking downfield, you know, see what's open. If he doesn't have it open, you know, he can hurt you with his legs. So, you know, he's definitely used his tools.
And Antro mentioned it. They use Cam Newton in a bunch of ways. He can throw it, he can run it, and they run the option, Paul, with three different running backs. Mike Tolbert, short yardage. D'Angelo Williams is the one guy. And then Jonathan Stewart is back. He's 1A.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the one thing that the Giants were talking about in the locker room, is that it's such a diversified attack. You know, a lot of teams in the league nowadays are going with the two-headed running back, the two-headed monster. Not only do they have three, but they've got the fourth. You have to account for Cam Newton on every play. One thing you can do is to go with a linebacker spy, or even a strong safety spy. You might see some of Will Hill.
And the Giants do have the speed at linebacker, Bolie Rivers if he's
Jaquan
back,
Williams.
Or Jaquan Williams to do that.
Absolutely. So that's something you might want to watch for as you're looking at this game.
All right, and finally, Paul, we mentioned all these Panthers weapons. We forgot to mention perhaps their biggest one. That's wide receiver Steve Smith. He's a terror down the field, a smaller guy, but he's got all the speed in the world. And Jaron Hosu, the Giants' rookie cornerback, will probably have to cover him at least a couple times on Thursday night.
I like that, man. He's aggressive, you know, not a bigger receiver, but he plays like he's 6'4", 6'5", so you definitely have to be aggressive, be on your A-game. Everybody knows that he's a good player, man, so you definitely have to be on your A-game, like I said. You know, watching him growing up, you see what kind of player he is and what he's capable of, so, you know, you definitely have to prepare yourself this week, you know, to go against him and what he can do in that offense, so definitely got to be ready.
Paul, the Panthers, much like the Giants, are a big play offensive. C. Smith is a centerpiece of that, but they do also have a new possession receiver in Brandon LaFell, who's proven very effective in the middle of the field in those intermediate areas.
Yeah, but you know, John, Smith is nicked up. He has been the guy in the past who has hurt the Giants more than anybody else on this team.
He has a knee, by the way, which he played with on Sunday.
Yes. He's got this innate ability to get open no matter how much you cover him, no matter how many times you know what he's going to run, he gets open. Now, LaFell's a bit of a surprise to a lot of people, who kind of slips under the radar. And for the Giants, you got to figure Corey Webster's probably going to be stapled to Smith. That's the way the Giants have been playing these things lately. So that means LaFell's going to go up against either Coe or Hosley or Tryon or Prince Amukamara. You know, it could be a combination of guys, but that's certainly somebody you want to keep an eye on, because the other side opposite Corey Webster hasn't exactly been great defensively to this point.
Paul, the one thing the Giants need to do to come out on top in a tough road game against the Panthers, Thursday Night Football primetime.
Well, you know, John, I'm pretty convinced that the Giants can do offensively whatever they want to do to this Carolina defense. I just won't buy that Carolina can stop them. The deal's going to be, what can the Giants do to the Panthers' running game? Because this is a running team now that had over 200 yards last week, even though they had only 10 against the Bucs in
strange,
the opening week.
It?
It's very strange. I asked some of the Giants about it. They said it was all execution, that the Panthers just they hit all their assignments right in week number two. Well, if the Giants can slow down that running game and get that three-headed monster under control, well, now they can deal with Cam Newton. But if they can't get the three-headed monster under control, now Newton is going to cause a lot of havoc, and the Giants are going to be it's going to be some nail-biting time.
And conversely, the Giants should be able to get their running game going this week. The Bucs and the Saints were both able to run the ball on that Carolina defense. We'll see if the Giants can get that going on Thursday night as well. That's all the time we have for the preview report right here on Giants.com. For Paul Dottino, for Michael Eisen, for Anita Marks, I'm John Schmelk. Enjoy the game on Thursday night, everybody.